come to a seated position. Good morning, everyone. You can rest your hands on your knees. Sit up tall. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. Begin to breathe gently, peacefully in and out through your nose. Start to sense the subtle sensations. How the breath comes in. Feel it in your nostrils, your lungs, your belly. How the breath goes out. Beginning to pay attention to what's happening inside in the inner world. We're supported here today by Mother Nature of beautiful Bali. The distant sounds of life. Maybe we'll get a really nice rain. And see if you can allow all the external sounds to be enjoyed, but neither engaging with or resisting. Just letting the vibrations come and go. The song of life. Letting your breath come and go. Today, my dearest wish is that we all move into a place of deep inner peace and acceptance, grounding, bringing your hands together at heart center, checking in with yourself or any intention that you might have for practice today, and you could take a moment, connect with that inner intention, if you have one. Let's do one great big falling out breath together. Giant breath in. Relax your belly. Three ohms. Inhale deeply. Yourself up. Inhale, peaceful vibration in that ohm. Namaste. My name's Greg. So happy to guide you through practice. We'll begin right away. Actually, beginning right here, you can close your eyes. So sitting tall, Or, for some of you, you can lay down on your back. So choose either a comfortable meditation or lay on your back now. Letting your eyes rest shut. And for some of you, you can keep your eyes closed the entire practice. Just let my voice be a voice in the background. And we'll begin with about a 5-minute simple meditation. Again, if you prefer to lay down, now's the time. Just letting everything relax. Allow your mind to relax. And just by listening, and simply by allowing yourself to be here and be present, there is a synchronization happening. Just allow your breath to come in and out. Allow the different thoughts to come and go. As much as possible, keep coming back to this present moment. Full acceptance. Pay close attention to your breathing. You're not trying to force the breath. But see if you can observe the breath and the really gentle massage that accompanies the breath with great interest, sensitivity. Relax your forehead. Relax your jaw. Your eyes. Give yourself permission to feel any existing tensions, emotional activity, sensation. Allow the mind, subtle mind thought waves, to release any agenda or expectation. Thank you. last minute. Feel your nervous system slowly settling. That space behind your solar plex, relaxing. Meditators, stay where you are. If you're laying on the ground, take a nice deep breath in. Relax. And then over the next 30 seconds or so, calmly and comfortably come back and join in a seated position. If you need to stretch your legs, you can. We're sitting here for another 5 minutes, working even more on the subtle level with a yin-inducing pranayama technique. This helps to increase receptivity, calm the nervous system, the mind, and it's very, very simple. Your right hand comes up just next to your right nostril, and your fingers can point to the ceiling. Just all the fingers just pointing up. Get comfy, relax shoulders. Close your right nostril with your thumb and begin to breathe long, conscious breath in and out of the left nostril. If your nose is plugged, then you don't have to do it. You can breathe calmly with your hands down. And if the nostril's open, let your eyes close. Focus inward and begin to really stretch, ride, and observe that flow of left side breath. This is connected with the right side hemisphere of the brain, left side energy lines, Ida Nadi. For some, this might initially, you might feel some emotional stimulation here, working on the inner energy lines. It's very normal. And over time, just making the breath really steady. There's no rush. Feeling it coming in the left and feeling it going out the left. About 4 minutes left. If you prefer to hold up your right arm with your left arm or left fist in the armpit, you can. intuitively, cultivating the inner posture, the facial expression, the attitude of inner kindness, compassion, that inner Buddha we all have. Could you relax something, one little thing in your experience? Close your eyes if you can. Stay focused on the breath. 1 minute left. See if you can widen the breath a little bit while keeping the breath comfortable. If ever you feel agitated, irritable, tense in the nervous system, the mind, you take 5 minutes and do this cooling breath, and it will help. Finish one more round after this one, taking all the time you need and lowering both hands down when you're done. Notice any subtle echo or after effects. Stay calm and present with what you feel. That peaceful flow of breath of yours that you've been tuning in and out of, this is going to be the central anchor. It's like an inner massage for the body, physically, and also for the consciousness, for your nervous system as you receive the different sensations. And so you can stay with or turn to your breath at any time you feel your mind is wandering, If you feel overwhelmed, come to your breath. Hands on your knees. Slow motion. Inhale, arch your back. Shoulders back. As you exhale, slow motion, round your back. Continue a few more on your own. It's a very common type of practice or approach to stretching. Sometimes we try to stretch our muscles, stretch our bodies, but our attitude and our nervous system that is trying to stretch is agitated. And so today we're going to the source. So that the very effort, the very attitude, approach, how you feel your body is one of receptivity. I'm allowing the sensations, relaxing as I feel them. And this releases tension from a deeper layer of the being. Come to a neutral spine. You can come off of bolster or blocks and bring your legs forward. I invite and encourage you to move in slow motion, and you can keep your eyes closed the entire practice. If you need to see, then obviously look. Keeping your right leg straight, bend your left knee up, lift the whole leg over and around on top of the right leg so that the left foot comes beside your right hip one day, and your left knee is over top of your right straight leg knee. If you need to use a block to hold up the knee, if the leg's a little bit out to the side, that's fine. If you need to sit up on something to elevate your hips and tilt your hips back a bit, perfect. Slide your hips back if you can, so you're a little bit more on the front of your sitting bones. So you want to start the position with a 90 degree, a straight spine, so that when you start to relax, you'll naturally hang forward. If you're leaning backwards, you'll need to do some adjustments and I can go help. Walk your hands forward a little bit. Find that peaceful face, peaceful mind. Start to breathe in and out naturally. And then when you're ready, you'll start to release the different muscles of resistance, letting the arms go looser, allowing your head to start hanging down until your body naturally responds. Your body has an edge, and you'll feel the muscles will tighten in certain places. Start off with maybe 1 or 5% total discomfort, total stretching, and over time, you can relax more and more. 5 minutes on this side has begun. For those of you who are new to yin, treat today as an exploration. So you're just observing what you feel as you gently lean into that stretch. If you need to move, do so. But better yet, to find a stretch where you're not fidgeting, not moving, and you can just breathe there. see if you can gently draw your awareness inward through and beyond the superficial sensations, and see if you can connect with the flow of breath and the feeling of your central spine. So what are you feeling as you breathe into the center of the pose? One little bit at a time, start releasing muscles, releasing resistance. Both of your hips. Both of your hands. If you feel inner emotion or frustration, very common emotions, you're not trying to push away the feeling. Nothing is negated. Completely accept whatever emotion is there. That is the reality of this moment. And the more that we can say, yes, I accept reality, the more we can surrender and relax. Stay with your breath. Just 1 minute left. That's about 6 delicious breaths. Expand space from inside outwards, like a balloon. Approaching the last 2 breaths, let yourself be totally here and prepare for that final release. Taking a long breath in, breathing into whatever shape you are, and as you exhale, maybe a ha, release something. Relax the muscles behind your eyes. In slow motion, come up so you're savoring each tiny little micro feeling as you come up. Keep breathing, feels good. You can sit up nice and tall. Keep your legs for a moment. Switching your legs. maybe moving half the speed you normally would. Other leg wraps around. Listen to your knees. Right foot comes next to your left hip. Sole of the foot facing backwards. Do any little adjustments here. Slide your hips back or maybe sitting on something. And before entering the next side, take a great big breath in and out. And mentally clear the palate of the side you just did. So this is a brand new moment. And then leaning in when you're ready. Listen to your body for the natural stretch. If you go too deep into the stretch, it might be too much for your nervous system, and then you'll feel fidgety, you'll feel the mind starts wiggling, looking for ways to get out, fight or flight response. If you don't go in at all, then you won't feel the stretch. Every person has a sweet, sweet middle bowl of porridge, unique for you, where you can just be there and breathe into that edge. Allow your awareness to get even softer. Allowing your body to feel those lines of stretching and allowing gravity to slowly, slowly work with your breath over time. So every nice breath, something new is integrated and something old is released. Could you soften your fingertips? Could you release the muscles deep in your pelvic floor, beneath your hips? Thank you. final breath. Get really peaceful, accepting. Inhale all the way, expanding the whole inner space. And as you exhale, maybe a sigh. Let something go loose. And slowly, keep your eyes closed. So stay with the sensations inside. Just observe how they play around, the inner dialogue that's happening between your mind, your body, your emotions. And you can sit up. Good. Straightening that leg when you're ready. You can lean back on your arms if you like. Take a great, big, fresh breath in. Nice breeze there too. Exhale. You're opening up the back muscles, the deeper back connective tissue, and also opening the back energy lines. So this helps us be more grounded. So the next one that we'll do is getting into the inner hip, inner hips, groin. This is a really tender area, and this posture, the frog pose, is maybe some of your favorites or least favorites, depending on what you like. And so I'll show it to you here. So from the side, your knees are over top, or excuse me, from the side, the knees and the hips are equal, relatively. Your hips might be back a little bit, but don't have the hips in front of the knees. What tends to happen is you'll just keep slipping forward away from the stretch. Having your hips from the side, and then you can fold your mat over lengthwise for padding if you need, and then you actually walk the knees wider. So maybe you're using a block or bolster here, and you actually use your hands to bring the knees wider and wider because you want to start the posture feeling the stretch in the groin, because the knees tend to stick where they are. And then once the knees are at their widest point, feet come wider, as wide as the knees, and then you turn your toes up. This will stimulate an outer rotation of the whole hips right from the groin. From here, having your head resting on that block, or perhaps you can reach all the way forward, turning the head if you like. Okay, this one can be, let's just say, intense. So, choose wisely, and we'll start by, you guys can figure it out. There's enough space in the room. I'll say turn to the left, but you don't have to if there's space around you. And if you need some help figuring this out, I'll go around. So get maybe a block in front of you there, or a bolster, just in case you might not need it. From the side, line up your hips and knees, and then walk your knees as far apart as you can to begin. Notice if your hips want to tilt in front of your knees. Actually, bring the hips a little bit. close your eyes. And I'll just offer out that I'm pretty liberal with expression. I was taught that it's good to take a deep breath, let go of sighs, or let go of ahs or hums. And we're also here in Bali. So if you need to make a sound, release something, please don't feel shy. That release often gives another person permission who was otherwise holding something in. 5 minutes.
Thank you.
into it. Allow your hands to go soft, your toes to go soft. Let your belly hang out. Allow your spine to sink between your shoulders. Preparing to give Mother Earth your whole weight. Inhale all the way. A big ha. Slowly coming out of the pose in whatever way is best for you. Maybe child's pose, maybe coming onto your belly. And eventually, you'll lay on your back with your head to the front. Take your time. Stay with your breath here, yogis. Even as you move, stay with your breathing. It's often after we release the pose and fresh prana flushes back to rebalance, we get a nice emotional release. Connecting with your breathing. Remain kind. So the next one is pretty simple. Taking your block and having the block down next to your hips. Just one block is fine. Block width wise, left to right. system is wide open to receive. Then bring your soles of the feet together and let your knees hang apart. You can reach the arms over you. Take it all in. We're here for about 4 minutes. Longer. Please be really mindful of the difference between discomfort and pain. Pain is your body's natural intelligence saying, don't do this. But discomfort is actually usually much more of the mind. Physical sensation, and then there's an emotion or thought connected to it, or resistance. Stay with your breathing, expanding that inner balloon. Feeling this euphoric and spacious, as well as the raw, sensitive sensations and emotions. It's the full spectrum of life right here. Breathing it all in and letting it all be. Allow your head to be heavy. You're getting really, really connected to your breath. It's beautiful. As we approach the final breath, take a full inhale all the way from fingers to toes, breathing in, and any sound, exhale, let something go. Your legs totally release heavy. Ah. If your legs are in diamond, help them with your hands. So really slowly, guys. And breathe as you move. It's part of the practice. Still breathe. Slowly. at your own pace, come off of the block. Take your time and lay flat on your back for a moment or two. And we'll set up for the middle upper back now. And so sliding your block pretty much next to your chest, I guess where maybe nipples or chest bone would be, around that level, just below the armpits. And then slowly propping yourself up, sliding the block underneath your upper back. So both shoulder blades are on the block here. You can tuck your shoulders under, scooping the shoulders. Your head and your neck are free to hang off of the block. And this will give a really nice stretch to the whole front of the throat. This is a really nerve-rich area. Major energy centers, heart, upper heart chakra. Some systems say there are two heart chakras. Throat. Have your arms over you, perhaps interlacing the fingers, letting the weight of the arms hang themselves. That pinches, don't do it, obviously. Maybe the arms are hanging out to the side. If you need something to support your head, do so. And then eventually you can move it down a level, down a level, down a level. yourself to experience what it feels like to be fully supported. Not having to hold a single thing up. Last minute. Whether we're supported by our own inner body functions, whether we're supported by our community, the farmers that grow our food, Mother Nature supporting all life, or spiritual support. That unseen hand. Allow yourself to be supported. On the final breath, inhale all the way. Let's move slow, guys. When you're ready, coming off of your block, keeping your eyes closed, and stay with your breath. Feel the different stages as you come out of the pose. Feel your spine. Gently tune in to the space. You can feel it. It's behind your solar plex. There's a little plexus of nerves there. And see if you can release the solar plex, the abdominal muscles. Relaxing the muscles around your eyes. Beautiful. And the next two are simple. Some people feel these quite deeply. And these are gentle stretches. Bend your elbows in whatever way feels the best for your arms. Here, the left elbow will be longer. The right elbow a little more towards the right side. Let your head turn to the right. Tuck your right ear under a little bit. Take a great relax your ankles more, your wrists, both shoulders. Both hips. Enjoy one luxurious final breath here. Breathe your whole sphere, the whole thing expands, and both ends relax. Imagine your brain releasing from the spinal cord. It's like a ripe cherry tomato. When it's ready, it releases. Slow motion. Come back. Pause in the middle. If you like, can hug your knees in or just lay for a moment. And then let's do the other side. Just easing the feet out to the left, upper body to the left. Remember, all four wheels on the floor, both hips, both shoulders. On the floor. If one is lifting off the floor, don't bend so much. Your arms reach appropriately over you. Right elbow will be closer to the front of the room, left elbow closer to your side. Turn your head to the left. Tuck your left ear under a little bit. Find the best position for your arms. Right leg hooks over the left. Find the wiggle so you can let everything go and you don't have to use any muscles. And then relax. All of the surface phenomenon, the sensations, even the different thoughts that come up, opinions, thoughts that go, come and go. Allow yourself to fully accept all of that happening as if you're observing yourself doing the pose. As if you're observing your own mind. And drop your awareness right underneath it all. Feeling that gentle tidal rise and recession of your breath. Feeling your central nervous system. Relaxing awareness itself. your hips. Both shoulders. Enjoy this last beautiful breath, breathing all the way in your right side and relaxing from brain to buttocks. Let it all go. From brain to buttocks, relax. Make our way back to the middle. Good job, everyone. Stay peacefully connected to what you're feeling. Offer your own kindness, your own presence. So often, the parts within us that we're hard on, that we're judgmental of, that we want to get rid of, actually what they're really craving is to be held, accepted, as part of the whole. You can stay here in Shavasana, or if you like, you can hug your knees in. Give yourself an actual hug if it feels right for you. Take a nice deep breath, filling, relaxing the balloon. Any sounds you like here, maybe a kiss on each knee. Getting yourself ready for the final Shavasana. And slowly straightening your legs on the mat. Some of you might want to actually come off of your rubber yoga mat and lay right on the wood for greater grounding. If that calls to you, you'll know it. Let yourself really land and ground here. Now, if your back is sore, you could put a bolster under your knees. Arms down the side. Palms open to receive. Tuck your shoulders under you a little. Some people will like to slightly tuck their tailbone. If you have glasses, take them off. Relaxing your body now. Relaxing your mind. into your space. And if you feel a beautiful stillness that is nourishing you, then you don't need to move at all. Stay on your back and relax. Otherwise, slow, deep breath in and out, wiggling fingers and toes if you decide to move. Gently stretching your arms. Stay peaceful here. No stress. Stretch. Roll to your right side. Just having these tender moments with yourself. Listening. A comfortable seat. Both of your hips heavy. Let your hips really drop. Allow your heart, the front of your chest, to intuitively open just a little bit. Slightest lift of the heart. Slightest softening of the chest. Connecting hands, heart center. Close today's practice with an intention to sustain this peaceful vibration after we leave the mat today. Every smile with a stranger, every engagement with yourself, with people, with the world, touched by the quality of your practice. One Om, three Shantis. Inhale deeply. Namaste.